the impact of the coronavirus pandemic has been manifold, but I think we shouldn't forget or overlook the huge impact it's had on our community sporting and voluntary organisations in Donegal. Many struggle to raise enough funding to provide the top class services that they do anyway, never mind now the complete kind of almost prohibition from being able to raise funds, like the likes of entrance fees to games no longer exist, even when crowds were allowed to attend, they were very small in number. We can't have functions, sponsored walks, like a coffee morning. So it's going to take years for these community groups to get back up on their feet again, our sporting organisation. So we need long-term supports to make sure that they can help rebuild in the years ahead.
And we do know that there are a number of different schemes currently available for them to get supports, but what you're really looking for is a more long-term solution.
Absolutely. There has been some schemes announced, but I think they're inadequate and they're not going to address the huge shortfall. Some of our sporting organisations might never recover unless they're given financial packages that meet their needs, because it's huge and so widespread. Many won't even realise just how bad it's been until the years ahead as they try to get things back up and going again. And obviously, as businesses are threatened and going to the wall, they were the lifeblood for many organisations and their sponsorship and ongoing support. So it's a very, very serious organisation for.
And a lack of these voluntary groups within a community would have undoubtedly a knock-on effect on the local community.
Absolutely. We talk about promoting mental health. It's essential that the sport and well-being is essential to that. And we need these community groups. They are the lifeblood of our communities. They're in the very fabric of everything that's good in Donegal. So they're essential and they absolutely need to be supported.